Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
You know football and you pick winners all the time, so why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over $500,000 to be won make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit mybookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season, exclusively at MyBookie. This is the ZabeCast, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. And that, my friends, is why this league, dripping disdain intended, can put their games on any continent on the globe at any time, streamed on any platform, and still make a gazillion dollars. It is the greatest sporting television product of all time, and we started out with a stunner of a week one episode in Buffalo. How you doing, everybody? You and me today, solo ride. There is a lot of mop up to be done from week number one in the NFL. We're not yet done. We've got the Monday Nighter, which happened too late for this edition of the ZabeCast. Great call there by the great Mike Tirico as the Bills come storming back to stun the Ravens again. There's a lot of nuggets in this game, but the biggest angle, I believe, that has to be discussed is the fact that John Harbaugh is a terrible closer of a coach. And it's not just my opinion. The numbers bear it out. While his brother is ruthless to the point of gleefully breaking rules to win whatever is necessary, John Harbaugh seems to carry too much of the opposite mentality. He has no killer instinct. For example, teams with 40 or more points and 235 or more rushing yards were 277-0 until last night. They are now 277-1. People will say, well, you know, the Derrick Henry fumble really hurt him. Okay, but look at all the good he did in the game. One fumble should not cost you a game. Some will say, oh my God, Jair Alexander is complete toast at this point. Understood. You're the coach, though, that has him in the organization that signed him, and you put him out there when the game was on the line. The Ravens have now lost 8 games, tweets Benjamin Solak. 8 games since 2021 in which they at one point had a win probability of at least 90%. Now, win probs are not the end-all be-all, but they're useful as a gauge. 8 games, win prob 90% losers. That is three more than the next closest team. So Harbaugh and the Ravens are way out in front on this. Warren Sharp, Sharp Football Analysis, after scoring 40 points on eight drives and gaining 410 yards on those drives, the Ravens' final three drives looked like this. Three and out, 6 yards punt, two plays, 4 yards fumble, three and out, 7 yards punt. Woof. Then there was the fact that at one point in the game, and it was, let me get the score and situation here. This was with 1:30 left. The Ravens are up two. They've got a 4th and 3, but it's from their own 40. So up two, 4th and 3, negative 40, and or the minus 40, as they call it in the biz. Minus 40, 4th and 3, should you go for it? Minute 30 left. Collinsworth, with a straight face, argued the team should go for it. And the game was so batshit crazy, says Thor Nystrom on Twitter. He was absolutely right. I did see somebody run the scenario through the New York Times fourth down bot number machine, and it actually did give a slightly higher value to going for it. I think that's a bit much. Sure, in the long run of simulations, yes, you get that first down and you win the game a slightly higher percentage of time. But you don't want to not get it, even with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, and then have the Bills be immediately one quick pass in field goal range. But that's how nuts the game was. It was a incredible entertainment product, which of course ended with the field goal from Prater, fresh off the red eye. That's an amazing thing. Here he was getting his props from Josh Allen after the game. Hold on a second. I got this audio up, and here we go. There you go. Prater won't be on the team the rest of the year, but he needed it right there, and he was on a red eye and got the game-winning kick, which almost, by the way, was blocked. Can you imagine if the Ravens had blocked it? A fingertip, I believe, was on the kick as it went up. Incredible stuff. Incredible. And, of course, even better, as if it couldn't get any better, guess what the game ended up being? Yep, a scoregami.
Play, and here we are.
And 1-2 in the MVP voting. It's one of those games you feel like the guy who's got the ball last wins, and they weren't going to let Lamar Jackson get it, and Josh Allen held on to it. And if you've never seen a game like that before, you're right. That's the first 41-40 final score in the 106-year history of the National
Football League. Well, of course it is. Absolutely, right? Yes.
For all of you scoregami fans, there is one.
I love that. I love it, I love it, I love it. Of course, some fans left early because the game seemingly was over for the Bills, who just could not stop the Ravens. Josh Allen afterwards ribbed the fans just a little bit, didn't rip them, ribbed them with this quote.
Our team didn't quit. I mean, I think there's people that left the stadium. That's okay. We'll be fine, but have some faith next time.
Have some faith next time. Jack Mack on Barstool says, Bills fans who left have to be relatively new. No way you live through 20 years of J.P. Lossman, Nathan Peterman, Trent Edwards, and E.J. Manuel to leave a game early when you have Josh Allen. I just refuse to believe it. Well, the whole leaving early thing, as you know, since I invented the ale theory, always leave early, is quite controversial. And my colleague and good friend, I would dare say, Armin Sarian, is a big stay-till-the-end guy. He's a purist in that regard. He tweeted at me. He clapped me online with this quote, with this little soundbite from Josh Allen. See, Zabe, this is why you never leave early. If you're going to clap me, Armin, I'm going to clap you right back. I said, you go to one game a year. Sit this one out. He is a real, he loves sports so much, but man, is he a homebody. I would have thought Armin would go to all these games and get out and about. No, Armin loves it at home. So yeah, I get it. On the one hand, you'll miss a great comeback like that. On the other hand, everyone has to make a decision, a business decision about the traffic and getting home late night, early morning. Do you feel like shit in meetings? Do you really want to have a bad Monday? You're figuring your team would lose. Yeah, it's a nice notion. Stay till the end and sleep until whenever. But people have lives, for God's sakes. Of course, some people just sell their tickets. And that's another issue that some people have a big deal about. I talked to Andy yesterday about this, and he didn't believe me that this is actually happening. And I've got some receipts about all of this. You ready? This is from Mark Neeters, Winston-Salem. Zabe dropping you a note to let you know what you and Andy discussed regarding season tickets being revoked by the teams if you sell too much is real. A friend of mine is going through this right now with the Redskins or Commanders, believe it or not. He grew up in Prince George's County, has been a lifelong fan. Yeah, well, that gets you nothing with these teams. He got off the waiting list when the Skins moved from RFK to FedEx Field, and he has had at least 8 tickets ever since. You'd think the team would be happy. He's a consistent 8-ticket-a-year guy. You'd want to keep those customers, right? They're like gold. Volume buyers. Thank you. Appreciate your fandom to the team. But no. Anyhow, we live in North Carolina, as you saw from my text message or from my city, so he can't get up to all the games, but usually makes 1 or 2 a year and sells the others. He has lived through all of the terrible record years and the entire Dan Snyder farce era, and usually took a bath on the relatively small amount he could get for the tickets. And yes, it was usually visiting team fans. Duh. Why wouldn't it be? I don't know exactly how it stands now, but he received a letter this offseason saying that his tickets were not being renewed due to his high percentage of reselling. There was no warning. He's trying to fight it, but last time we talked, he was not optimistic. As a lifelong fan, he is so pissed off he can't even see straight. Love the show. Subscribe to Premium just last week. Thank you very much, Mark Neeters, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. See, that's the thing. I don't want to get lectured about, oh, don't sell your seats. Be a true fan. This guy's a true fan right here. 8 tickets. And through the worst of the worst of the worst, he has taken a huge loss, even when trying to resell the tickets during the shittiest of years, to the odd Pittsburgh game or Packer game in which you could actually get something decent. Money losing. 8 tickets for 25 years? And now the team is trending good, and they want to raise the price of the tickets, so they want more true fans in there. And they're like, yeah, yeah, all that other stuff, fuck you, we don't care. We do not care. One-way street. And that's also the case when it comes to leaving early. You know, the league puts these games on way too late, on too many nights. So guess what? Business decision. You made that decision because of TV. I'm making the decision of, 3 quarters might be enough, and then I can watch on my phone as I'm in the car, beating the shit out of traffic, which is glorious, by the way. I'm still watching the game. I still got to go to the game. I got to tailgate. I was in the stadium for 3 exciting quarters, but no, I am not sitting in parking lot traffic for an hour and a half. Fuck that. Business decision. You want to run a business, NFL? Guess what? I'll make the same business decisions. Matt LaFleur was asked about this as well.
The fans that showed up brought great energy, and the fans that sold their tickets to all those Lions fans, got to be better.
Yeah, got to be better. Easy for you to say. Funny how one game gets people all going off. I was true fanning it on Monday morning with Butchie saying, of course this Packer team should talk Super Bowl. They should be thinking Super Bowl. They should be one of the favorites to go to the Super Bowl. Why wouldn't they after how they looked shutting the Lions shit down in every facet? Oh, it's just one game. And I'm like, yeah, it is and it isn't. You have to look at the overall strength of the team, who they've got, how they looked, their depth, the opponent, the magnitude of the effort. It's not just a, well, that was one lucky game. Of course, if you don't do that, like, why are you even a fan? You should get carried away when things are good. Just like you should feel like there's despair when things are going bad. Like, ah, we're never going to be good again. That's called riding the wave as a fan. Of course, it's getting so out of control that now Packer fans are saying, well, looks like we've got about 18 games left with Jeff Hafley, our defensive coordinator. Then he's gone because somebody's going to hire him as a head coach. Here's Kay Adams of Wake Up Football. Is that the name of her show? Hey, Kay in the mornings. Whatever she does, she's using a lot of filters these days. It's Botox and then filters on top of the Botox. She's so beautiful. She's beautiful as is. You don't need to do all this, Kay. Come on now. She is like the fan GM. Here's what she said.
Let's keep the noise on Jeff Hafley down, okay? Because I think we got to like relax on the Jeff Hafley a little bit, because if he keeps this tone setting up, if this defense looks like this all season, like I'm going to have a tough time keeping him as your fan GM. I don't know how I'm going to keep him in the building and he's not going to be head coach. So let's worry about that.
Okay. All right. Kay. Again, we're all running a business here. Got to make business decisions. Some other NFL roundup for you. As if the New York Giants situation was not bad enough, it could be worse. First and foremost, the Giants are the first team to not score a touchdown in three straight season openers since the Lions from 1940 to 1942. Three straight years, first game of the year, the freshest, healthiest your team is going to be, and the New York Giants cannot score a touchdown. Three straight years. Hasn't happened since 1940 to 1942. But stand by, it gets worse. Russell Wilson was so awful that Brian Daboll did not commit to whether or not he'd be the starter in week two. Talk about a quick hook for a guy who won a Super Bowl and played in another. But okay, that's the state of things. Russell Wilson completed 45.9% of his passes. His passer rating of 59.3 was equally horseshit. Wasn't all his problem. Protection was terrible. His star receiver, Malik Nabers, didn't quite step up as much as he could have. He got into a spat, did Nabers, with Brian Daboll. Daboll yelled at him. He yelled back at his coach. Daboll came over to try to make it better, put out his hand like, all right, let's go. Let's low-five it up. And either Nabers didn't see him or purposely left him hanging. Oh, that is so awkward. Either way, Russell Wilson sucked, so he didn't really commit to him for week two. They're thinking about the rookie Jackson Dart out of Ole Miss. Well, they also apparently committed a media infraction because the Giants said that the media would not be allowed to talk to Jackson Dart leading up to the game or after the loss to the Commanders, and that was a violation of the NFL's media policy. They want to try to manage this. And of course, you got the crab leg kid lurking behind Jackson Dart to try to be the answer. It's probably the offensive line that has fucked the Giants for 10 years now in a row. But yes, it's bad in New York. How is it for bettors in week number one? I love this story. New York Post Sports. Sportsbooks get burned in week one. Quote, it was the bettors' week. Oh, really? Oh, you poor sports bettors. I just love how they let these stories percolate. They want these stories out. I'm sorry, were the sports books closed today on Monday? Did they take such a beating? Did they have to refinance their mortgage? Did they have to call out for a fresh stack of bills from their local bank? Oh, God, you got us this week. You don't want to bet anymore next week, do you? Oh, yeah, it's easy. betting on the NFL. Whenever the stories get out that the bettors, John Q. Public, had a good week, oh, the sports book loves it. Come one, come all, and bring your money. Then there was the kicker issue in week one. I did mention old Smizik in Cleveland. I forgot to mention the whole thing with Younghoe Koo in Atlanta. Tampa's kicker missed, which gave Younghoe Koo and the Falcons a sliver of an opening to try to win the game. It was a hell of a game down there, by the way. And Younghoe Koo is normally pretty good. Whoop-um gung-um style. Hey, that's racist. No, it's not. It's Korean. It's K-pop. I love Psy. And Younghoe Koo is Korean. No racism. Facts. Whoop-um gung-um style. Younghoe Koo is pretty good kicker, but man, he just missed wide right. Indoors should never happen. Indoor kicks with a good snap, good hold, those should be automatic from 50 plus. But sometimes they miss. Well, apparently South Koreans, there were some South Korean workers detained in an ICE raid at a Hyundai electric vehicle site in Georgia. And somebody tweeted, hey, you missed one at people. Come on now. Speaking of fandom, Coastal Carolina had a cool promotion. They offered anyone who attended every home athletic event, that's everything, from football to probably field hockey, maybe lacrosse, cross country, who knows how many different ones, 19 games in total. If a person attended every home athletic event in a 1 week span, that's 19 total games, that they would have the chance to lead the football team onto the field. And sure enough, the fan did it and got his moment of glory. Of course, we celebrated a anniversary of sorts involving Coastal Carolina. It was September 7th yesterday, and it was 14 years ago on September 7th that Coastal Carolina head football coach David Bennett uncorked one of the greatest football coaching monologues of all time, explaining the difference between cats and dogs and how he needs more dogs on his team, not cats.
Trying to get our two boys ready to carry them to golf tournament before practice, right? 12 cats live across the road. Our door's open. Screen's broke. We need to get a new screen door, but the screen's broke. So you can come in through the screen, but you can't get back out of it. I turn and look. There's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat? By that time, the cat turns, tries to get back out. That screen won't go that way. Cat starts going, meow, all crazy. And I told our players, we need more dogs. Bo's barking in the back. I have to go shut Bo up. Mel's like, what's going on? I said, there's a cat in the house. Cat in the house? I said, yeah, there's a cat in the house. So I told our players, I tried to let it out the front door. Meow, meow. The cat's still going crazy in there. And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Meow, looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Wow. One of the greatest of all time. Thank you, Coach Bennett, for that. College football. Kalen DeBoer and Alabama ripped through Louisiana Lafayette this past weekend. But I'm sure the heat will still be on him as soon as he loses a SEC game. The Powerball prize was at $1.8 billion last I checked. I've not played it lately. Is it still going on? You know me, I don't want a billion or 2 billion. I want 5 million, that's it. Just enough to set me up for life, small enough that I can easily tell everyone who would be coming at me for money to go, hey man, it was a nice lottery. It was a nice jackpot, 5 million. But I mean, after taxes, I mean, that's, you know, my wife and I were going to retire on this. So yeah, goodbye. Well, if I won 2 billion, I'd still say no. I'm good at saying no. I don't care. No. When there's that much money, they keep coming and keep coming, and they're relentless. The larger the pile of money that they could get at,
the more people and the more aggressive they'll be. And yeah, they don't give a shit that you say no 50 times. Their thinking is, well, once I'm up to 107, he might say yes just to make me go away. That's why I want five. So I don't want $2 billion. But a woman in Alabama says she's already got a plan if she were to win the $2 billion.
I tell you exactly what I'd do with the first $70 million. I'd pay off Kalen DeBoer and get him the heck out of the University of Alabama, and then I'd take...
This is Susie Connerly from Guntersville, Alabama. Guntersville. Susie Connerly. I know Susie.
Whatever else it took to get rid of the AD. I'd give him a church money. I don't know how much of what I'd have, you know, after I paid my taxes. But I'm sure I'd have plenty with this kind of deal, but yes, I know I'm not going to win. I just hope I win some scratch-offs.
Yeah.
Just do it for the fun.
She's like, I want to win the $2 billion to buy out Alabama's coach and then buy more lottery tickets. Alabama is going to Alabama. Quick break. When we come back, another reason why I am so not on Facebook and your emails. You are listening to the Zabecast.
You know football, and you pick winners all the time, so why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single-game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over $500,000 to be won. Make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season, exclusively at MyBookie.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states, thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
There are many reasons I'm not on Facebook, primarily it's the awfulness of the photos that drives me crazy. Too many group photos. Hey, look at us in this group. Poorly framed, horrible lighting. Just no good. And so uninteresting. Now, I know that there are Facebook pages and groups and communities that aspire to higher photographic goals, but it's just too much for my eyes. It's also too complicated of a platform. It's got too many widgets and ways to hide this and show that and allow access here. And the notifications, you know, I unfortunately get email notifications saying, so-and-so mentioned you in an article. Click here to see what it is. No, I don't have time. Hey, look at some memories from Facebook from 10 years ago. I could, but I'd be wasting time. I got shit to do. Politics is also awful on Facebook. I've admitted to the fact that I am not the larger man and that I view my peers and or my high school classmates and their wonderful lives curated with their perfect kids and get angry inside and say, fuck them. Okay, great. And then nice kids. Oh, nice vacation you took. I know I shouldn't. I'm just admitting to this is where I'm at. Then there's things like this. In the small community way out in the sticks where we live, there is a group of other Facebook users that keep people apprised of, hey, there's a new pizza joint. Oh, look, there is a tree down on this road. Be aware of it. And I think there's a lot. You know, hey, if you want to buy a couch, I'm over here on Old Dirt Road. I'm selling it for $100. There's nothing wrong with that. And my wife is big time on the community Facebook page. But then I read this. This is a guy who says, I constantly see posts from people about buy in your community, support in your community. I got no problem with that until you try to gouge me or you're just plain rude. Today I go up to the little store by the firehouse to get my lottery tickets. And I get my ones from the other day checked. I put my tickets from the other day on the counter. And the man abruptly pushes them back and said, check them yourself online. I don't have time. Now, my understanding, writes this guy, is that if I was to win, the store gets some sort of money as well. The amount of money that I have spent in that store over the last 20 years with my boys is ridiculous. Little business in town redacted. I am so done with you. Couple things. Number one, Dick, do you understand what a convenience store is? They don't charge Walmart prices because they're a convenience store. I know the store he's talking about. I go to it all the time. I know that its prices have to support the store. I'm just glad the store has been open since we moved out to this community some, 16 years ago. I'm like, great, the store is still open. If I need a soda, if I need a jug of milk, if I need something, they've got good hours, they're close, they're quick. I'm going to pay more. That's how it works. Until you try to gouge me, fuck you. That's number one. Number two, so you're telling me you were too lazy to check your own lottery tickets and then you got pissy because you thought the guy was rude? I would say he wasn't rude enough. He should have absolutely blasted you. By the way, some people, and of course, the responses were just overwhelming. Like, yeah, I've never had a problem with the people that run this store. It's two guys, basically. And I don't know where they're from, what their background is. Suffice to say, they're not white guys, but it doesn't matter, you know, what their ethnicity is. They're nice. They're nice small business people. They actually spent quite a bit of money to refurbish this small little store. And it's nicer. It's got even more stock inside of it. And I'm like, all right, this is great. And I'm sure the price of my Tic Tacs went up because of it. I don't fucking care. If a $1.75 candy bar is $2.25, it is what it is. If I need a freaking Snickers, I'm getting a Snickers. But I digress. The comments were just appropriately savage to this guy going, yeah, okay. Someone even pointed out, there's also a little machine at the end of the counter where you can scan your tickets yourself if you're too confused to think, can I count these numbers? Others saying, I've never had a bad experience. Others pointing out, well, why don't you talk to the guy instead of bringing this shit to Facebook? And that got me to realizing that's it. It's the Tattletales website. People go there to air one-sided dirty laundry. Here's what I claim happened. Here's how I think I've been wronged. Here's what I want to have instead. And I know it's, you're saying, well, but there's a lot of other good things and good people and good groups and other stuff you can do on Facebook. You just have to accept the bad with the good. Well, I'm here to say the bad on Facebook is so bad, it doesn't matter how much good can be done. I see something like this and I go, yep, this is exactly why I'm not on it. Now let's get to some feedback. You can always reach me at zabe@yahoo.com. I've got an actual big, can you hear that? Printed stack of emails. This one from Justin. He says, "Sir, I'm sure it'll never come up again in normal sports conversation." Well, it is now. But Rouse, that restaurant, they're popping up at the Ryder Cup, the famous expensive exclusive restaurant in downtown New York, is actually pronounced Rayo's. Oh. I know because I've heard it on the Food Channel and I was similarly chastised when I dared make the same mispronunciation at work. P.S. Yeah, my work is a really fun place to work. It's not Rouse, it's Rayo's. This one from Eric Becerra. Zabe, I thought Dak Prescott has been on PED since he tore his hamstring last season, and now it makes even more sense. Contract year, although he did sign the night before the start, but he would have had to have been taking PEDs in the offseason. Now NBC just talked about his new body. Dak said he didn't lose weight or much weight. It means he replaced it all with muscle. Seems very sketchy. Signed, Eric. Well, they test for steroids in the NFL, and they catch guys, and they suspend guys. So, I don't know. Is Dak Prescott thinking they won't suspend me because I'm a quarterback? I'll have to take a closer look at his new body. This one from Joseph Laker. You are looking live. Zabe, I can't tell you how much I missed this segment. That is all. Thanks, Zabe, in honor of Brent Musburger. Well, thank you for that short email to the point. This one from Scott Cook, a.k.a. Ammo Chief. Zabe, please go back to the original Brent You Are Looking Live. The one you used last week was underwhelming and flat. That said, it's great having it back. Then he goes on to point out that on the podcast version of my morning show for 97.3 The Game, the last 15 to as much as 30 seconds of just about every segment is getting chopped off and going straight to a commercial. Yes, that is, and we're aware of that issue. It is a technical issue with the central hub at iHeartMedia, which is a massive company with a sprawling number of radio stations and a digital team on top of it that sells and inserts ads and everything else. And yeah, we're working on it, as they say. This one for from Carter Cromley. Zabe, I just listened to the podcast yesterday. I was disappointed that you and Mr. X did not do your normal 2 to 3 picks at the end. What's up with that? I'm guessing Mr. X may be thinking it's hurting his subscriptions when schlubs like me are getting them for free. Oh, well, I'm still a fan. My wife and I listen every morning on our four-mile walk in Oakton. NFL football, let's roll. Thank you, Carter. Yeah, the whole picking thing, you know, Mr. X is going to join me tomorrow by phone, so it'll be Tuesday for Wednesday. Way too early in the week to really pick games. It's more of going to be a what happened gambling-wise, looking ahead, but also reviewing what did or did not go right the week before. Any serious gambler is not picking NFL games until Saturday morning at the earliest. Sunday morning when you finally get the sense of, okay, what's really going to happen in this game? Who's in? Who's out? What's the weather going to be? Let's have all the information before I put my money out there. So Mr. X is like, look, I don't pick games this early, and you're wanting me to pick for the podcast, and then if I don't pick well, it does reflect poorly on me, and it's not an accurate reflection necessarily. And I go, okay, that's totally fair. Me, my picks are a joke. I think I stunk in week one. So the bettors did great. This idiot did bad. So that's why we decided not to do it, but I don't know. Maybe we'll start it up again. Does it matter? Are you playing my Wednesday or Thursday picks for the NFL weekend with Mr. X? I hope not. Jason McClendon says, I took the over on Dak's pass attempts, was one of Mr. X's props, 35 and a half. Final tally, 34 attempts. Don't! Yes, that is called gambling, and that is called, I don't even want to say a bad beat. It's just a close miss. It's a loss. You lose by a lot, lose by a little, doesn't matter. They take your money, and you don't get it back. Jack Fuller, You Are Looking Live. I got to admit that the new You Are Looking Live sound may be cleaner from good old Brent Musburger, but meh, I don't like it. Sounds like AI Brent. Ooh. AI Brent Musburger. Someday, right? They'll have that. It misses the organic pop and enthusiasm from the one pulled from the actual game. Just my two cents. Not like I'll stop listening, Jack, from Sussex, Wisconsin. And I know, yes, I'll go back to the old one this week. Secondly, I know that I've got to edit out that you are looking live from Columbia, because that is not an NFL city, and that is a... That's the coffee cup in Game of Thrones that still is in there in that open. Beautiful open, by the way. The greatest thing I've ever produced, personally. Me doing the sound acquisition, the mixing, the editing, the concept, the music, the whole thing, start to finish, all me. Yes, I'm humble bragging, but I do need to clean that up. John Meister says, Zabe, you asked, who is this Logan Ryan guy, new on the sidelines? He's a fellow Rutgers alum, as me. Formed a hell of a secondary with the McCourty twins when good old Rutgers was actually decent in football, was ranked as high as number 3 in the country. And then Schiano left. Sad face. Also had a good career in the NFL, joining the twins in New England and winning a Super Bowl or two. I should have known that. Zabe Premium is worth it just for the Friday NFL preview. Thanks, John, in Mendham, New Jersey. Sent from Steve Jobs' evil device to rule the world. Oh, yeah, tomorrow, Tuesday... Apple's annual September, first Tuesday in September, or second Tuesday in September announcement, where they're going to say, here's the new iPhones. And people are going to go, wow, that's great. It kind of look a lot like the old iPhones. But you know me, constant upgrader. I'm going to thrust my fist out with a bunch of dollars in it going, here, take my money. I think I'm going to go with the Max Pro. I've been living at the cruiserweight level this last year. With the iPhone 16 Pro? Yes. You know it's bad when you can't remember what fucking number the iPhone is. So I'm on the 16 Pro, and it's been good. The camera's really good. It's not as good as a Samsung camera. I'll admit that, but I ain't going to fucking go to the Android OS. No chance in hell. But the battery life does tend to get dicey, not lasting a full day of heavy use, videos, photos, etc. This one from Scott Cluthier. Zabe, so jazzed to have the gang back together for You Are Looking Live. The show is great as always, and I'm exceedingly happy that the next 20 Fridays of my life will be better. One critique or request I refuse to call it a criticism is to go back to the old Uncle Brent You Are Looking Live. Pretty cool if you've got an updated voiceover, the one with the crowd in the background. It just adds to the intro for each game, in my opinion, for whatever it's worth. Keep up the great content, respectfully, Scott. Okay, so there you go, another one. This one from Andrew Heckel, H-E-C-H-E-L, not Heckel like, hey, you suck, but Heckel. Zabe, I'm a Big 12 replay guy from Orlando. I'm the Big 12 replay guy that's contacted you before, and I heard you talking about Trey Blake, former NFL crew chief. Well, he's an Orlando guy and was my instructor when I did JUCO football. Hey, how about that? Plus, for the North Carolina UCF game on the 20th, I'll be working replay, so wondering who will be on the sideline. Could be Trabalake. Take care, Andrew Heckel. As I said in my response, I said, all right, Andrew, thank you for that. See them straight, as they say in the replay biz. Okay. I know someone's like, you actually... responded to an agent of the devil in sports itself, replay? I thought you were truly hardo against replay. Well, I'm not a monster. Guys, just someone has to do those jobs. Just don't fuck it up, please. John Meester says, here's a stat for you, Zabe. It doesn't even seem true, but it is. Derrick Henry has played 9 years in the NFL. He's made 5 Pro Bowls, has had multiple 2,000-yard seasons, and yet he still hasn't eclipsed his total rushing yards from high school. 11,423 yards in 9 years in the league. I think you can add another 200 and some odd yards to that. So he's at 11,600. His high school numbers, 12,124. That's absurd. I saw the high school where he did this unbelievable, where he pretty much terrorized any team that came up against him. It was called the Yulee Rocket from Yulee High School down in Yulee, Florida. Y-U-L-E-E. East of Jacksonville out near What is the name of the beach town? It's not St. Augustine. It's something else. Similar name. We had a great time there with our guy Spence last fall for the Packers and the Jaguars. This one for, let's see here. Charch. Bill Stamper says, when you have Charch on, can you ask him why I, as an Indiana resident, receive a message stating that guillotine leagues are illegal in our state? We have every online sports gambling app available to us, but and daily fantasy sports, physical casinos, and more, but for some reason they don't allow guillotineleagues.com. Can you please ask Charch? I will. I don't know why that is in the state of Indiana, but it's bullshit. This one from John Nikos regarding Mike Keller. Mike Keller did our middays at 97.3 The Game. Unfortunately, he was a bit of a surprise waiver wire cut by the radio powers that be. Regarding Heller, Zabe, I heard you talk about him being let go. I got to say, the best moments I had was with you and him at last year's Sunburn Bowl. Yes, I loved Mike. I brought him on the last two Sunburn Bowls because he was such great fun and helped make the show better live on location. You guys did a great job. I remember the subject, though, of the Combine. You went on to say how useless you thought the Combine was, and Heller, of course, was adamantly in disagreement and said, no, I think the medicals and the tests are valuable. And you were like, oh, you're a tests guy, huh? Well, Johnny Manziel tested well. Peter King reported how he knew all the coaches' names and tested so well, and he turned out to be a cocaine-addicted douche nozzle. You could hear the live audience laugh at that line. I like Keller. I'm 68, and I've heard them all. He's a good egg. Cheers, John Nico. He has a good egg. He's going to go do other great things, and we miss him. I miss him already, and it sucks, this business. Yeah, Mike, though, is a believer, like many people are, that, no, there's got to be some value. Like, they do all this, there's got to be some value. I believe, and this is a contrarian view, but I'll stand on this. I'll stand on business. I'll die on this hill. I believe that the Combine gives teams negative informational value. In fact, it gives teams a belief that, oh, this is actually good. Like, we like this guy because of something he said or did or we saw or a number at the Combine. And while sometimes that can be helpful, I think a lot of it is actual negative information. You are getting dumber by believing in it. And you're making worse picks. This one from David Soboslay. Zabe, don't know if you saw this, but last week Penn State beat Nevada 46-11. I know, who cares? 46-11, though. That's a college football first for that score. Let's go State. Dave in Pittsburgh, loyal 1%er. I got to be honest, I never even thought about college scoregummies. I don't know how many college scoregummies could possibly be left, given the number of schools and the number of, I mean, we're talking Division I scoregummies? What is out there? Even the numbers that are high up in the 60s and the 70s have to be pretty well raked over in college. 46-11, though. That is a skeevy number, 46-11. On to yesterday in the Phillies Karen conversation with Andy. Joe Metz says, I agree 100% with Andy. She would have not gotten the ball, but I love the discussion, though. Michael Fossler, hey Zabe, love you, but your take on Phillies Karen is unbelievably stupid. The guy should have kept the ball, period. Your take is something straight out of Stephen A. Smith land. It's a fucking ball. Just, okay, you want it that bad here. Like, I grabbed it because I thought, all right, it's a home run ball, give it to my kid. But you're a lunatic. I don't deal with lunatics, even if I'm right. So guess what? The fastest way to make a lunatic get off your fucking porch, give him the baseball. Joe Richardson, though, on the other side of it, says, Andy, not knowing about the world of Karens and giving credence to your perfect comparison to HR departments and the war they wage on men, mainly of the heterosexual variety, is the least shocking thing I'll hear all week. Yeah. Andy didn't think that they could just take away your tickets because you sell them too much. How can they do that? How is that legal? Hey, the real world is full of all kinds of bullshit. and you got to be aware of it, and you got to take your immunity pills so it doesn't wear you down. Wow, look at the time. I've had a blast today on the Solo Zapecast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, rate and review, tell a friend or two, and as always, leave a comment so it can tickle the algorithmic overlords. Come with us to Cancun Sunburn Bowl 7. It's going to be epic live shows all week long from the rooftop pool and lounge at the Hyatt Vivid Grand Hotel. You don't have to fly out of Milwaukee. Anyone from my podcast or larger radio family can come. It's going to be an amazing time. Bring your wife, bring your girlfriend, bring your mistress, but don't tell your wife or girlfriend about that. Go to 973thegame.com and get your trip booked today, and we'll see you in Cancun the week after the Super Bowl when you need that winter break more than ever. Thanks for listening. Have a great Tuesday, and we will see you next time.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
You know football, and you pick winners all the time, so why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over a half a million dollars to be won make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit mybookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season exclusively at MyBookie.